Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm okay. I did
Good.
watch Hospital, but it feels like a million years ago now.
Yeah, I was gonna say I'm gonna need you to do the heavy lifting today.
Oh,
I'm feeling a
Jesus.
little fuzzy. I tried to sort
Jesus.
of like watch all the episodes like today, and I had watched some of them yesterday, so it's all a little fuzzy with the chronology. I
Okay.
guess maybe I'll start with my first impressions.
Okay. Yeah.
And
You
then
do
you can
that.
take over.
Okay.
Okay, this will be just sort of like a stream of consciousness. Harmony has really gone over the deep end. And she's yelling a lot, which I think is effective. And then
Well, she's not
also,
yelling now.
no, I guess not. Guess not. Oh yeah, and that reminds me, I'm really finding these like paparazzi type guys very tiresome.
Yeah, like we don't know his name, but we know Schmaltz, and they're
Right, right.
of
And
the same ilk, cut
I
from the same
get it.
cloth.
Yeah, and they work together, and I get that it's a kind of a handy device, you
It's
know?
is it a do you think it's a little bit overdone? Possibly a little bit heavy-handed?
Perhaps, and that's rare in a soap opera.
I know, because look at the
Subtlety
size
is
of the needles. They don't
the
even
I know. It's very nuanced generally.
nuance, yeah.
And speaking of size, I thought it
Oh,
was
okay, where are you
silly
going with
when TJ opened up his box and got the little briefcase with the clarinet in it.
that?
It's like, oh,
I
come
forgot about
on.
that.
And TJ, like,
Oh.
he reacted like kind of a simpleton, like you said. He's
I said
acting
the other day, like they're turning him into like a
yeah.
dwarf, you know.
And he sort of, because
Oh,
he's trying to
Grandpa
laugh, you
Marshall.
know,
Yeah. Yeah.
like, do you not get how significant this is,
There's
really?
everything surrounding that Marshall story has become uber
Oh,
annoying. Like
super,
today's
super. Oh.
conversation between Portia and Curtis, I was like,
Oh, God. I would have chewed
oh.
my leg off to get out of that. Yeah.
Which character do you think should have chewed their leg off, Curtis or?
They were like they were like trying to manufacture this drama that was
Exactly. It
like
was so manufactured.
yeah, and every time Drew speaks, I just hate him. He just has this like tone where he's like he's like a teeny bit patronizing. And
Yeah.
he acts like he's sort of all-knowing, like he's got some source of wisdom, you know, that I can't see anywhere, you know, but he just
And
gets,
the
oh.
conversation between Drew and Portia was like a
Yeah.
prime example of two characters they're letting just go down the drain and not giving their
Yeah.
own
Yeah.
stories,
Yeah.
which I kind of
Yeah.
don't care with Drew. I'm just hoping he'll shuffle off. Although I have to say, like this page that I follow on Facebook, they seem to really like Drew.
I don't understand how.
Like they think he has chemistry with everybody they've paired him with, and
Wow.
I like groan out loud whenever he like
I
even
do too. Yeah, I
whenever
do
I see
too.
that
Yeah.
hedgehoggy head come on the screen, I'm like,
Yep.
ah.
Yep. Yeah.
Now Portia, I have liked, but I feel like they're turning her into, I don't know. They always seem to make the women in relationships be kind of like the not the caretaker, but like they have to hold men to these certain the men to some kind of standard, you know,
Yeah.
like you need to be revealing this to me or our
Right,
relationship
right.
is not
Yeah,
going to
like
work.
they
You
have,
need
well,
to,
there's this like
yeah.
list of expectations or something that are sort of, you know,
Yeah.
imaginary, you know.
And they talk about their relationships like they're building a house or something, you know, like what we're
Yeah.
building here, what we've got
I
going here, what we're
know. It's like,
building, you know, like
what?
it's something you physically work on or, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't even know why they have to fill airtime with that stuff. It's just like, is there really nothing else going on that, you know,
Yeah, like
because
get me back to Harmony, you know?
something, anything, you
Get me
know?
back to Harmony or Spencer. Somebody that's going to
Yeah.
swing their arms around and yell a little bit.
Yeah.
And okay.
I thought, go
Oh,
ahead.
go
Sorry.
ahead.
Sorry. No, go ahead.
I'm still unclear as to whether Nicholas is on to Esme Like, he implied that kind of in one conversation with Ava, but they didn't really tell us. And I feel like, again, it's that sort of, we have an unreliable narrator in General Hospital. Like, they don't let us know stuff sometimes, and then they take liberties in their narration.
They do. Yeah, it's a little bit
because knowing whether or not Nicholas was kind of setting Esme up is very important.
It's very important. Yes,
because otherwise we think he's just a stupid simpleton that's about to be
marmy kind of a
Yeah,
and when Lasha witnesses that, you know, imagine if he really thinks this is some sort of genuine moment, how disgusting that is to her.
Yeah, and to think your son is so stupid. She might already think that.
Yeah, she might. She might. That's true. But this is wrong on so many levels in her mind, you know.
I don't know. You need to know that. And I just feel like there's quite a few characters like Portia, Drew, I feel like Austin is being kind of wasted.
Kind of, yeah,
just like give people a decent storyline.
Yeah.
And for God's sakes, put some different outfit on Maxie, like going backwards again. Like, what was that other new sweater with the big knobs all down the side?
I don't know. Going
on there.
Yeah, I didn't care for that.
I don't care for that.
But yeah, Austin, you almost forget that he has, you know, a wit, you know, and he's a little bit interesting. Like,
yeah, let's
you know,
get Austin like back with Franco Brit.
Like, yeah, something. Although I don't want to see Maxie hurt, you know, although they seem like they're kind of not a real convincing couple.
No,
like, they're
not
building
not feeling
anything.
It. Yeah, no, they're not building a house of love. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's not working. What else? Okay. Oh, we had Phil and Alexis. How did you respond to that replacement, Alexis?
Well, just when I heard her voice, I was like,
the voice is remarkable, huh?
Well, it's definitely not Alexis's voice, and it reminded me of some other person. Oh, at first, the very first time we heard her voice, I thought, is that Monica? You know, it seemed a bit like Monica initially, and then it was a little deeper than Monica's voice, and it was just a little bit hard for me to.
I was thinking of I'm going way back with this, but yeah, I heard the voice was like an instant. You hear it like, whoa, it's that deep.
Yeah.
And was there like a Walton's movie, not the series, but there was like a movie maybe, and there was a very deep voiced actress,
maybe.
Patricia something, or I don't know.
Perhaps.
I don't know.
I'm not going to be able to help you there, Gia.
Well, anyway, it was a very remarkable voice, this voice. And then
see,
when I
like,
saw
you like
her,
this new Alexis voice?
Well, I thought they did okay with the, like, sort of vibe of...
Yeah, I
like,
guess
she
so.
She has a look that's a little bit Alexis-y.
Right, right.
But I thought she kind of dumbed her down a little bit.
Yeah, it's just... I don't know. Yeah, it's just kind of weird and a shame when you have these pivotal moments and you have to kind of get your mind around a whole new person, you know?
I didn't like that she was on the phone when Carly was being attacked by... I was like,
she was
two against one, you could take her
like,
down.
You can't,
like, take her down, secure her first. You got all these big rocks and needles and everything, like...
I know.
Get her down first. And because Carly's not 100%, she's all like... She's on the smack or whatever. She's on the horse.
Yep.
Or, well, we don't know what she's on.
She's a scrappy lady.
She is tough. But if it was supposed to be heroin, they should have had her be, like, tripping balls the whole time, you know, like...
Yeah,
I've never done heroin. I don't even know how you say it.
Nor have I. I know.
Done it? I don't know. I don't know the lingo.
No.
So I don't know if it's like a hallucinogenic kind of a experience or if you're just like sleepy and in your own little bliss or whatever. I mean, it's not like mushrooms, right? It's not like a...
Right. It reminds me, if you would do one thing for me, please watch...
Stop listening to the dead.
No, watch Dope Sick. It was so good.
I looked it up. It looks so depressing.
It's so good, Gia. Really?
Well, are you going to watch Better Things?
Well, that's got that ick factor. I don't know. Maybe.
Well,
maybe
the ick factor left after a couple seasons.
Yeah. All right. I'll put it on my list. I'll put it on my list of things
it's,
to watch.
There's a lot to really enjoy about it, to really
okay.
like.
Okay. Yeah.
I feel
I
like
know you're right about that.
They push
one,
the yeah. limit at sometimes with the sexual stuff that I feel like mm-hmm. they just don't need. But I'm kind of a, yeah. you know, I'm kind of a prude about that sort of stuff. Like, now, do they really need that?
You know, I know when I hear myself saying stuff like that. Like, oh,
I know. I'm
God.
Like, oh, God. I know.
It's like when you're working in a bookstore and a lady wants romance, but, you know, not the really filthy kind.
That, you mean that's what the customers say, not the really?
Yeah, sometimes. Thing. And I used to roll my eyes, and now I feel like, yeah, I understand.
I understand. Yeah,
I get it, lady. Yeah.
But yeah. And, whereas younger, you would have gone and gotten the filthiest thing you could find. Just
yeah,
to
we used
it, right?
to conduct
yeah.
a penis test, you know, and like if you could
what.
Like, if, well, if you could crack open a romance novel and you landed on a penis, then it passes the penis test.
I yeah.
No,
I don't know what you're supposed to do when you land on a penis. I don't know what's protocol.
Well, I don't remember what you're supposed to do.
Try not to land on a penis when I'm at a bookstore, you know, but whatever floats your boat there. Yeah. I do remember working at a bookstore in that whole section of romance. It was mm-hmm. big.
Yeah.
And I remember, I can't remember her name, but there was a little woman that worked there that was kind of her thing. So we just uh-huh. referred him to her. Do you remember her?
I feel like I
short,
can picture her.
Short little rosy cheeked woman. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh huh. They always are.
They always have a little bit of a glow about them, huh?
Yeah,
what is
do.
That?
Yeah, that's true.
They
yeah.
keep landing on those penises.
They land on the penis and light up. Yeah.
Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. It's kind of like a soap opera adjacent topic, I guess.
That's true, but I don't know what led us here, and now I don't know
I don't
where
either.
To go. Get out of it.
About? How do we get out of this?
Well, I mean, look over there. About? There's a succulent.
Oh, no. We could talk about Sasha a little bit, I guess.
Oh, Sasha's unraveling.
Yeah, she is. And I guess that was another incident where the paparazzi guys, it's just like, oh, come on.
Like all in her face. I like how protective Gladys is being, you know.
Yeah, that was good. Although, of course, she's still got the little SD card from the camera, so.
Yeah, yeah.
Who knows if she'll take a look at that before she gives it back.
Yeah, well, and why did Sasha agree so readily to go to the hospital? Won't they find drugs in her system if they check things?
Had she had a chance to take any drugs? I wasn't sure.
No, she
that.
Dropped it, but I don't know. Wouldn't they find other stuff? I don't know. We don't know enough about drugs, apparently.
I know. Huh.
Oh, that's why we were on the, yeah. We were talking about the heroin thing with Carly. That's,
oh, right.
I don't know how that got to penises.
Boy, we really spun out. Okay.
Anyway. Okay. So back to Sasha. Yeah. yeah. Well, I hope they get her in with Kevin soon. That's all I can
say.
Well,
that would be so nice if they did. It would be great to see Kevin back. And I would be a nice little dynamic, I think, between those two.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. yeah. Mm-hmm. But she's just like jittery as a wild Mustang or something.
That's true. Yeah. 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 Uh-huh.
And I don't know what they need to do with her, but I like it. I like that we see more of her and Brando now. I mean, that's mm-hmm. good. At least they're kind of keeping up with their storyline a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And Brando's, he's kind of holding his own as a mildly interesting person, I guess.
Did you like the little suck up session he had with Sonny?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think he kind of made a point, didn't he? When he was talking about Michael and how Michael had been sort of allowed to, I don't know, have these
be privileged and act
yeah,
out. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know. I mean, Sonny's acting a little spoiled too. I feel like,
yeah.
I mean, I get it. And I totally had sympathy with Sonny during that mm-hmm. scene with Michael,
right.
but
right.
when you're the parent, You're supposed to take the acting out and be like, I love you no matter what. But maybe that's not true. I'm not a parent, so maybe that's not how it should be when they're adults.
When they're adults, yeah. When Michael's a parent himself, it seems like, I don't know, he's wanting everything to be simple and black and white, and it's just, you know, not really. I thought one little moment that was kind of interesting and a little bit sinister, when Sonny was talking to Dante and he said like something like the world's a dangerous place and Port Charles is lucky to have, you know.
Was that when they were talking about what happened to the robbers?
Something like that, yeah. Yeah, it just seemed like Sonny was, he wasn't mocking Dante, but he kind of was, you know?
I took that scene like, I'm not sure, maybe I was wrong, but I thought Dante was kind of like doing nudge, nudge, wink, wink about like, yep, we know you beat up those guys, and like, I'm okay with that.
And let's maybe like wrap it up, you know, maybe.
Yeah.
That's
like
for now,
like you gotta keep, keep the peace. Yeah. And, but I don't know. I may have misread that.
No, it felt like they were both kind of winking at each other. I don't know. It was a little bit.
I like the way Dante is with Sonny.
I do too. Yeah. He's let him get away with a lot.
Yeah. But he's to me, Dante is acting like how Sonny should act with Michael.
Should. Yeah.
Yeah, like he's saying, like, yep, I hear you, but you're being an idiot if you can't see why Michael would, you know, disagree with something, or you're, you know, but he's like, but I love you, and I'm not, like, walking away from you, kind of a thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is what Sonny should be doing with Michael, I mean, but on the other hand, Michael is really unlikable at the moment.
He is, so. And I think it's partly because he's got just so much of this negative energy, you know, mostly.
Maybe he needs somebody to burn some sage and wave it around.
Yeah,
him
yeah. Like, he doesn't seem to know how to lighten up about anything. You know, he can't shift gears really.
Yeah, he's very black and white.
And
very judgy wudgy.
Yeah.
And I feel like, what's her name? Willow is less judgy than him.
Yep,
she's trying
kind of
to
afford to, you know, remove herself a little bit and look at both sides, I guess.
But I don't know. You think she'll be judgy with Sasha when she finds out that she's the one that?
Oh, that's going to be
ran over her,
isn't it? Yeah.
And if you're Carly and Alexis, do you go ahead and break the news that Harmony's not your mother? Like,
I kind of think you have to. You have to get it all out there, right?
Yeah, but like, do you think they're going to do that right there in the hospital lobby? And I don't know.
I mean, it was a little bit of a missed opportunity. I thought that, you know, that it was all resolved kind of so quickly, you know.
And do you think Harmony's going to die? Are we just losing Harmony? I mean, I think the Harmony, the character, is dead.
Okay.
No, I mean, not like necessarily physically like dead, but like they can't, I mean, so she's going to go the way of Osiris Renault or something, you know, like she'll be shipped off somewhere because they've made her so irredeemable,
which she's kind of gone too far.
Which I'm sorry they took her that way, because I like that actress. I think she's really good.
Mm-hmm. Well, she was definitely good at making me not like her.
Well, I liked her in the way that you could see her. She had that sort of Brad-like quality of, you know, she wanted to do good and she wanted to be a good person, but she was always between a rock and a hard place with her past. And
just always like drifting towards the iceberg, you know?
Yeah. And she was always like dancing with the dark side, you know?
And not able to see another way out, you know?
Right.
like in her mind, she's thinking, if I can just kill all of these people that are getting in the way, they'll all be fine, you know.
But I don't see how they can bring her back as a viable character to interact with other than as an evil, I don't know.
So you think she'll
wind up? She's not purely evil like Ryan, you know?
Not really.
Or Helena or whatever.
Yeah, although she doesn't seem to know how to, rein her bad impulses in at all, you know? She can't.
Not at this point, no.
I don't really know how to explain what I'm trying to say, but I feel like she could wind up in Spring Ridge in the room with all of the nice snacks.
With the yogurt covered pretzels.
As a prisoner instead of a
staff she'll be member. Playing blinkety blink with Ryan
with
again.
Ryan, that would be perfect hell for her.
Yeah, and he threatened her. Remember, that was kind of a...
So that could be interesting, because it seems that we haven't seen Ryan or Kevin in a long time, really.
No, he must be off somewhere. I don't know.
Must be, yeah.
All right, what else have we got? What other things have we got?
I'm drawing a blank.
I feel like we didn't see Esme for a day or two, and then when she came back on today, I was like, oh, I've forgotten how very annoying her presence is in every scene.
Yeah, because she's sort of a one note kind of a
character. Yeah. So I hope they move that little storyline along.
Yeah.
And maybe they will. I mean, at the end today, she was overhearing Trina and Spencer, so. Mm-hmm. I don't know how he's going to cover that one up yet again.
He's not slick enough, really, to pull off any sort of major plan against her.
He carries his arms in a funny way. I think maybe he flung them around too much in there.
Maybe
they hang like rubber chickens off him or something. It's a weird.
Oh,
that's probably him getting into character or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that's one of his little affectations, you know.
Yeah, I'm gonna carry my arms weird.
Like Sonny kind of dragging his feet when he walks sometimes, you know.
He does, yeah, because he's got the weight of the world on him.
yeah.
What did you think of Trina's performance today?
I wanted to see her and Rory becoming sort of at least friends.
They did.
I don't really know why she's mad at him for bringing Spencer and Cam in, you know. It seemed like it was kind of like fake mad, you know.
Yeah, she didn't seem mad
very
long.
A little bit of a front or something, and I don't know. That didn't seem very Trina-like. She was okay. I don't know.
Just okay. All right.
Yeah. It seemed like, you know, Spencer was kind of, you know, getting into her head again. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. As usual, she gets sucked in and then she takes a few steps back and that's getting a little tiresome. They just need to have this whole storyline get moved along.
Yeah.
I did like her blouse though.
You did.
Yeah. Okay. But I wouldn't I would look like a big curtain rod with a curtain on it if I tried to wear something like that.
I don't think most people could pull off a blouse like that. You know, she
it was slightly reminiscent of. Do you remember the Carol Burnett skit where she wears the curtain? She's Scarlet. Mm-hmm. It had a little bit of that vibe, but but this Trina is kind of regal and she could kind of pull that off.
Can yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not very regal.
I've never been called regal. No.
Regal. Well, I did that guy when I bought the chips the other night said I had the face.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's pretty close to being called regal.
Well, he kind of killed it for me. Did I get chips tonight? No. So, you know, if that gas station goes under, it's his fault because I'm not buying chips.
I'm alive with the chips. Yeah.
Yeah. I'll eat whatever, something else. I need those chips anyway.
That's too bad.
Well, gosh, we're running out of things to talk about. Isn't that awful?
Yeah, this is the problem with the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Yeah,
I guess part of the week. But I mean, we did have quite a lot of action.
Yeah,
of the week, you know.
Yeah, we had somebody getting run over by a car.
Yep, somebody got out of a trunk.
Yeah, somebody got untrunked.
Untrunked. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would have loved to have seen Carly, like, you know, seeing like tracers and being like, oh, watch out for the psychedelic lizard behind you. Or, you know, I would have liked her to be suffering whatever the effects of whatever's in that big old syringe.
Very good. That would have been very nice. Yeah.
You
that
know,
would have
or,
taken it to another level, you know.
Or like she starts singing Truckin' or something and, you know, just vibing
Yeah.
and doing like fun dancing around or
Harmony, you're
something.
so
And
pretty. And
yeah,
then
like,
could
can
break
I
into
touch
like
your hair? And
Tramps and Thieves or something, you know.
oh right, yeah. You know, she could have gotten distracted by some texture or something, like Alexis, what is this blouse? You know, like, or something. Like, and at the same time, she could have been helping, you know, like, knock Harmony out with a big boulder or whatever.
Yeah. That would have been a really good version of that.
Yeah, because if you get shot up with a horse or elephant-sized syringe of some drug, you don't just come out of it and be Sassy Carly again right off the bat. I would think you'd be.
And when she was at the hospital and Michael and Willow were there and saw her, I'm not sure if I was like not paying attention, but did they notice that she looked kind of beaten up?
I think so. Didn't they say something about why are you here? And, you know,
I thought they were just sort of focusing on like whether or not she knew like what had happened.
Well, that's true. How did she know that Harmony was? Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not.
I don't know. It seemed like they should have been a little more concerned
about why she was there. Yeah.
Sort of bruised up. There was one other little scene that we hadn't talked about, and it wasn't really a significant scene, I guess, but with your favorite gal pal, Ava.
Ava and
the manicure and Finn.
Oh yeah.
It was
kind of
sweet.
Cute and sweet, but I don't know. I think they think we're stupid, and maybe we are stupid, but
yeah,
I felt like they just over emphasize and overdo everything.
Yeah.
You know, the point about like you just like I miss my girl every second. Like it's just so everything's so heavy-handed. I know you don't expect that from a soap opera, but
well, and she could have like just by seeing how she was with Violet, it kind of made the point, you know, that she, you know how much she must miss her daughter, you know, without her
yeah.
to say it, you know.
Yeah. They don't need to. Yeah, they just. I don't know, but it was cute. I think Finn is pretty good. Most people are unbearable with the children, but Finn does a pretty good job.
Yeah, I liked it when he was blowing on his nails and stuff.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
Cute. And you know that made me like Ava even more. The way she was so sweet with Violet.
Maybe they'd be a good couple.
Yeah, Ava, I was starting to think.
Finn.
You know,
that might work. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I thought Finn was kind of a ass hat to Lucy.
I did too. I know. I was a little.
I don't know where that came from.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't either. Maybe he's.
I like the word ass hat also, by the way. Like,
okay.
Like, if you want to just have douchebag be your word.
I was happy to share it, but if you.
I know. Well, and I've been using it. Not out in public. I don't ever use it in public because it's so foul. It's really foul.
Okay, well, you can use ass hat.
But I like ass hat. Ass hat's playful, you know, because hats are playful.
Yeah, okay.
And you get a picture of a butt on somebody's head, and that's sort of playful. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, Gia, sure.
I mean, you can use it too, but...
Thanks.
But you might not want to. You have enough of a foul mouth to come up with your own...
Yeah, thank you. Well, and when you say asshat, I kind of think of Marshall. And
yeah.
I'm wondering, like, wouldn't it be great if we just didn't see him anymore, you know?
Oh, yeah, let him go.
Yeah.
Let him go. No, you know he's going to circle back.
I know.
They've invested so much time in this ridiculous story that nobody wants to know anything about.
Yeah. I mean, all of
why is Portia so invested in Marshall? What does she care?
Yeah, I don't know. And why
I was Oh, go ahead.
Why does Curtis have to confide in her, like every little, you know, step he's taking to figure out more about Marshall? It seems like that's his business, really.
I know. Next thing you know, she'll be looking at his phone for stuff. And,
you know. Yeah.
But I was happy to hear him mention that leaving Marshall with Trina that night wasn't cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, thank you for recognizing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What
is it about this guy?
Yeesh.
But I don't know. Maybe we're about to get educated on a mental illness. Like, this whole thing might just be building up to a PSA, you know?
Oh, yeah, maybe. You think Marshall will have some sort of a relapse or something? Or just...
I don't know, but I don't know. I can't even imagine what...
Yeah.
What illness you'd have that you would be in a mental hospital all those years ago, because we're talking like 30 years ago or something.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's the only record of it. And since then, it's all been managed, and there's no hint of it even in his demeanor at this point.
Right.
It doesn't really make sense. It's not like if you have a mental ill, I don't like the word illness, but they're using it, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Mental condition? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
If you're mental, is that proper?
I don't use that.
But I feel like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that removing this sort of taboo about talking about it, like maybe that's what they're working towards, and we'll have a big, I don't know, reunion where he feels comfortable with his own family or something. But I don't know. I'm not going to forgive him being such an asshat with everybody.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
With very little benefit.
Very little benefit. Yeah. And it's just, feels like they almost use the same lines over and over again, you know, with that storyline. Yeah. And then I'm starting to feel that way about Elizabeth's little storyline with her house.
Yeah. They need to crack that puppy wide open.
It's like, what is this? You know? So.
Excuse me.
A little frustrated.
I don't know.
Susan Height.
Thank you. We might be working towards Lucy coming over and doing a little medium thing.
Yeah, that could be fun.
Yeah. But yeah, they need to go ahead and get that done. But yeah, I mean, you may be right on the whole, like the computer scrambling thing might be beyond Elizabeth. But that, at that point, then I don't know who it's supposed to be.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. And it's hard to stay interested, I think, in stuff like that, you know?
Yeah.
They're not giving us enough to work with on a lot of these things.
The pacing thing again, where they've too far, too long.
Yep.
I mean, if they're going to try and take it into October to have it be a Halloween story, that's really going to be painful.
Yeah, that's way too long. Yeah. And then meanwhile, you know, you feel like you don't get enough of, like you said, like a lot of these other characters, you know, like Brooklyn, you know, we could use a little more Brooklyn.
Yeah, we could use a little Brooklyn. Yep.
Anyway,
it was an exciting day today. I mean, we had a lot more action stuff going on.
But we didn't really get a chance for Sonny to worry about Carly, you know.
He doesn't know anything about this yet, right?
So the idea, really, it's gonna get lost in all.
They should have Michael go to tell him and bust in on he and Nina naked in bed again.
He's about to apologize, and then it's like, "Oh, Dad!"
It's supposed to be like a freaking tirade of,
She's landed on a penis.
Yeah, they'll just be in bed. She'll be like feeding grapes to him naked, and you know, be like, Michael will come in all right, self-righteous. And,
With Willow, it'd be nice if Willow was in tow, you know, so they both got to look at it.
Right, and we got to unfold that storyline, who knows, was there enough of a scrap of paper left from the fire to show that Nina is Willow's actual mother?
It doesn't.
Like, how are we going to get that information? If
Carly's the only one, I think, who kind of has this feeling that Nina is connected to this, right? Because she thinks she heard what's her name, Harmony, say she owed Nina. Remember?
Oh, right, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Trying to figure out what that was all about.
Yeah, she'll put it together. She's a way better spy than Anna.
Oh, so much better and tougher.
And a better detective than Sam. Yeah. Or Dante.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Her instincts are very, very
good. Yeah, she's spot on. Yep. Yeah. And scrappy.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Well, we'll have to see where it goes. So. Yeah. I got nothing left. You got anything you want to just talk about? Profanities or anything?
No, I did think that since I think we've passed our 2,500 downloads.
What?
Yes, that's right, Gia. Thank you, everybody. And I thought maybe as a thank you, we should probably try to like give the people something useful, you know, not just like our usual.
What? What would that be?
Well, I thought
we got like, nothing to offer.
Well, I'm going to give everybody like a tip. And maybe next time, you know, you'll come up with a tip. But
okay,
if you have trouble keeping candy from your children, what you do is you get like a big bottle of like a menopause vitamin kind of a thing. You throw those away, and you can just fill that container with like jelly beans or something, and you know, it's safe.
That's a lot like Nina's tip to Sunny, where like you. Dump out your scotch or your whatever you got in there, and you can fill it with something for the grandkids.
Yeah, I guess maybe I stole that from Nina. Jeez.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, I'll try and think of a tip. That's a good one. So it's not even related to hospital, really. It's just these are just life. It's life a life hack. A life hack. Okay.
That's right. Yeah.
We're so today using the lingo.
Aren't we? Yeah.
Life hack.
We don't know anything about heroin or that sort of thing.
No, and I don't even want to look that up. But,
no.
But I feel like they should have.
yeah, they could have done a lot. Yeah. There's a lot of things that they really just aren't really like really fully embracing, you know,
that they could have
all the possibilities.
Because wouldn't it be cool? They could have shown like what Carly was seeing, all these psychedelic colors and stuff. Yeah. And, you know, that would have been funny.
Yeah, it would have been funny.
Trippy.
Yeah. Well, we can't do it now.
Nope.
Missed out. Okay.
Okay, well, I will think of my life hack in the meantime.
Okay, yeah. No hurry, you know.
And thanks to everybody that's listening out there, my God. Yes,
thank you very, very much, everybody.
We are exceeding my expectations in life, really.
yeah. We're winning.
and everyone else's, too, yeah. Okay, well, we'll talk to you in a few days there.
Yep. All right, Gia. Have a good night.
You too. See ya. Okay.